Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 0829 913 913 is the WhatsApp number. Human Rights Watch has urged the Israeli government to provide COVID-19 vaccines to the more than 4.5 million Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. Online for comment is Omar Shakir, Director for Israel and Palestine Division at Human Rights Watch. Omar Shakir, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again.
Right. At issue here is yet another human rights travesty by Israel. It seems as if Israel is being cute, quote-unquote, by hiding behind technicalities which mean absolutely nothing, in completely avoiding any kind of responsibility of allowing Palestinians to have a share of the mass vaccinations going on in Israel at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, international humanitarian law is quite clear on the matter. The Geneva Conventions leave little doubt that an occupying power is responsible for providing medical supplies, including those to combat pandemics, to the occupied population. That includes vaccine. Every day for more than five decades, the Israeli government has maintained control over the occupied Palestinian territory, but suddenly, once it comes time to sort of meeting the duties that come with that control, they suddenly sort of want to offload responsibility for the health of people under occupation to the PA, who they regularly sideline every day. I mean, at a time in which Israel is leading the world and providing vaccines to more than one-fourth of its citizens, more than 2 million Israelis have received the vaccine. It has made no effort to provide vaccines to millions of Palestinians who live under their rule.
Yeah, this is self-defeating in a sense, isn't it? The Israelis can vaccinate themselves until the cows come home. It's not going to make them completely safe from getting COVID again if there is a major outbreak within the Palestinian community. Omar Shakir, are you still there?
Sorry about that bad connection.
Right, let's have a quick look. We were discussing about the whole human rights landscape, about Palestinians getting medical supplies and getting the COVID-19 vaccines. I'm sure you'd agree that the Fourth Geneva Convention comes into play here, and any state, whether it be Israel or state X or Y or Z, would enjoy exactly the same responsibilities that Israel should, and that is to vaccinate all people within its survey and purvey.
That's absolutely right. The Geneva Conventions are quite clear on that. But actually, Israel's obligations are heightened. Any occupying power must also comply with international human rights law, and human rights law has strong regulations around non-discrimination as well as the right to health. In the case of Israel, when you've been for over 50 years controlling millions of Palestinians along with your own citizens, your obligations are heightened because you have more time and opportunity to assume responsibility for rights, and the needs of the occupied population grow. So Human Rights Watch's position is, in a prolonged occupation, Israel must not only just provide vaccines, it must provide those vaccines on par with what it provides its own citizens. It's a basic equal rights duty that's built into international human rights law and is built into the law of occupation. So it's not just that it needs to provide some vaccines or after they're done with their own citizens, it needs to provide vaccines to Palestinians as it provides it on the same scale, subject to urgent needs at risk populations, but there should be no discrimination as a baseline factor.
It's interesting we're discussing this particular scenario because the World Health Organization, I think it was yesterday or maybe today, issued a statement expressing serious concern about the behavior of certain of the so-called more developed nations and their greed in grabbing up all the supplies of vaccines at the expense of less privileged communities, Africa being the biggest victim of this, and of course the Palestinians.
Absolutely. I mean, this is certainly a global issue, access to the vaccine, because it doesn't just amount to the right to health. It's the right to life, you know, when you're talking about a deadly virus. Also, you know, about economic well-being. I mean, many people in many parts of the world have suffered incredibly as a result of the economic consequences. It's much more stark in Israel-Palestine because you have cases in the West Bank today where people on one side of the street are getting vaccinated and those on the other are not. And the only factor that distinguishes them is one side is Jewish and one is Palestinian. You know, that sort of stark system, you know, which in many cases resembles vaccination by ethnicity, that's rare. But the underlying point of that inequity underlying the vaccine distribution is a really important one and certainly a global one.
Of course, there appears to be evidence, and your press release picks this up, that Israel is being somewhat legally hypocritical because there was a legal decision against the State of Israel on the issue of the issuing of gas masks, in which it was ordered to issue gas masks to everybody, including Palestinians. So the exception in law remains. The status quo remains. Israel cannot absolve itself of this responsibility.
That's absolutely right. It's an important reference. In 1991, and the lead up to the Gulf War, there was a drive to provide gas masks to all Israelis in the face of potential attack from the Saddam Hussein regime in Iraq. And the Israeli Supreme Court, you know, which, by the way, often underwrites abusive Israeli policies, itself required the government to apply the principles of equality and non-discrimination in the West Bank, saying that if you're providing gas masks to Jewish residents of the area, you must provide them to Palestinian residents. And so that was a case from, you know, several decades ago, but the same principle applies. If Jewish Israelis need vaccines, Palestinians need vaccines. And the fact that the PA exists, it's trying to procure vaccines, doesn't absolve Israel of its responsibility. The reality is they have limited authority, the obligations of an occupying power trump any other obligations, including agreements in Oslo, et cetera. The bottom line is Israel has duties that come with the control it exerts every day.
Yeah, I mean, it really is sad when you see the Israeli health minister. I mean, health minister should be the most compassionate of people, where he basically says the Palestinians must take care of themselves. He's basically hanging them out to dry, or to use another classic expression, he's just throwing them under the bus.
Absolutely. I mean, it's consistent with Israeli policy for decades now, which has been to, you know, maximize control of resources as possible, but not to, you know, but only to care about the welfare of one population group, you know, Jewish Israelis. And when it comes to Palestinians, there's an effort to not only box them into smaller and smaller enclaves, but, not to assume responsibility for their welfare, only maintaining control for what they need to kind of further, the control and domination by that one group. So this is completely in keeping with decades of Israeli policy towards Palestinians. But of course, the vaccine brings a clarity to it. Every one of us around the world, has loved ones and all are worried about not only the health of our family members, we're worried about our countries and economies and people. And the idea of such blatant, ugly discrimination, I mean, the virus certainly doesn't discriminate in who it infects, but certainly when governments do in this sort of blatant way, I think it strikes a chord and should bring in the clarity of the discrimination that underlies Israel's rule every day.
Of course, there's the obscene. Israeli High Court says that vaccines should be given to Palestinians, if I read it correctly. And Israeli authorities say, well, they will send 100 100 doses to the PA for about 4.5 million people. This is crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, it's clearly, and I mean, just the irony fact, the reference you made, the only reason I learned about that delivery was because there was a lawsuit filed in Israel calling for the Israeli government not to provide vaccines to Palestinians until Hamas releases, you know, the body of an Israeli during the 2014 hostilities. And the government's response to say, don't worry, we're not providing vaccines anyway. And then in a clarification to the court, they came back and said, well, we provided 100. So, I mean, I think it just shows you where we are in this discussion, where there is a lawsuit, you know, taking place today in Israel that's calling for in this case, 2 million people in Gaza to be denied access to a vaccine to return the remains of one Israeli soldier. Look, the remains should be returned, just as the remains of dozens of Palestinians in Israeli custody should be returned. But you can't use vaccines as bargaining chips. I mean, it's such a perversion of not only the duties of an occupying power, but basic decency.
Yeah, I mean, it really is bizarre when we see the brinkmanship. I think that's the only word I can think about. The brinkmanship of the Israeli authorities in trying to avoid what is actually their responsibility. And the longer it endures, the more ridiculous their brinkmanship actually becomes, the more obscene it becomes.
Absolutely. And I think moments like this bring in a clarity to these issues. Legal
It looks like we've lost our line to Omar Shakir again, talking to us from Amman. I think we'll call it quits on that. I think we've got what we need to out of the interview. Just to reemphasize that the Fourth Geneva Convention obliges Israel as an occupying power, and I'm reading from it, to ensure the medical supplies of an occupied population, including the adoption and application of the prophylactic, the preventative measures necessary to combat the spread of contagious diseases and epidemics to the fullest extent of the means available to it. The Fourth Geneva Convention certainly doesn't say do nothing. Israel, says Human Rights Watch, remains the occupying power in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem and Gaza, which under international humanitarian law, given the extent of its control over borders, the movement of people and goods, security taxation, and the registry of the population amongst areas. And it goes on about the very serious obligations that Israel is avoiding. Israel has also been trying to argue that the Oslo Accords erase it of any responsibilities towards the Palestinian people. Of course, that is absolute nonsense as well, and any international lawyer will very easily be able to explain that particular one.